Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest. She's the president of Bottom Line Publications. I encourage you to check out their website. Sarah, give it to us again, please.
BottomLineInc.com. They can get all of our great information.
Can they subscribe all right there, can't they?
Mm-hmm, they
I
can.
Encourage you to do that. The Bottom Line Personal is every month, right?
Twice a month. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are busy.
We are very busy. By the time you finish that publication, you got to list
it's another
10
one
items
right
of things you got to do to help your life.
Down the pike. There you go. So, oh, I'm sorry. Sarah, hold on a second. I got to get this. My phone just buzzed. I must be getting a text message. No, it's not. I just imagined it.
Do you have phantom vibration syndrome?
I must have phantom vibration syndrome. I didn't know I had another condition. Can I take a pill for that?
You cannot, but you can take a breath for it. So
okay.
This is the funniest thing, and it's happened to me before. Let's just describe what it is for your listeners. So there's this thing that researchers at Georgia Institute of Technology have identified, and they call it phantom vibration syndrome. And basically, it's where we all think our phone is vibrating, our phone is ringing, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And this has actually happened to me, where I'll be in New York and I'll be walking along, my phone will be in my purse, and I'll feel like it's buzzing. And
yeah.
Then, of course, I check, and nothing's happened.
and
they did a survey with college students.
Didn't we do this with our kids in the middle of the night when they were babies? Have a phantom. We hear them. The phantom crying. We get up in the middle of the night, and they're okay. Didn't we do that
back then, too? Well, it's funny because the researchers actually said that this is connected to the human habit of obsessing.
Yeah.
Right, that we just worry about stuff. And now we have all gotten so connected to our phones. This is so funny. So my mother, she's 84 years old. She just got an iPhone. I forced her to get an iPhone. And, you know, she's trying to figure out.
Watch that.
Oh, my God. She's hysterical. But here's the interesting thing that's really fascinating is that first she's paranoid and how do I do this? And I forgot how to send a message, et cetera, et cetera. And then we went on a road trip last week. My daughter graduated college, and I'm looking in the back seat, and she's glued to the screen. Just like the 12-year-old, right?
Yeah.
The 84-year-old, suddenly, fascinated by this thing. It's like crack.
It's like crack. It's addictive for everybody.
It is. So we are all so afraid that we're going to miss a call. You know, in the old days, you missed a phone call. Okay. But now, every buzz and bing, we are obsessed with, did something vibrate?
Well, the other day, I have to tell you, the other day, I got a call. I was expecting a call. I was in my recliner, and I had I don't usually sit in my recliner with my phone. I usually have it over behind me somewhere because I don't look at it all the time. But I was waiting on a call, so I laid it on the armrest of my recliner, and I moved it a little bit. And for some reason, the moving of the cover of my phone on the material of the recliner made it vibrate. Or at least kind of make a rubbing thing, right?
Really?
And I thought I was getting a text. I mean, it just moved, right?
And did you get excited?
I got excited. I won't say I got excited, but I checked it.
Right.
I thought until I realized what was going on, right?
It's like Pavlov and the dogs and the bell.
I'm embarrassed.
The vibration goes, and we all get excited, like something's coming in.
What's going on with us, Sarah? This is not good, is it?
I don't think it's so good. I think that, you know, and I think there are a couple things going on. I think that one is we are, you know, we're just obsessive about we have to respond to people. We're our cycle times in our brains, that we just have this, like, constant, we have to respond. We have to do something. What am I missing? What's the news? What's the tidbit?
How about this? You and me and two other people go to lunch, and the phones are laying out on the table in front of us.
Yes.
All of us.
Yeah. And what are we afraid we're going to miss?
We can't possibly not text somebody back immediately.
Right.
And I'm not talking 23-year-olds here.
No, we can't. And then on the flip side, though, so here's the interesting thing. When you text somebody, if you don't get a response right away, does it start to bother you?
Yeah, probably. But,
right.
You know,
so
I'm,
we are in this instant gratification world, and we need to slow ourselves down and relax about it a little bit.
Because this is a new thing. I mean, we've human beings have lived for a million years without all this, and
it's
we've done just fine.
Yeah.
I used to make my living without any kind of telecommunication, right?
How did you do that, amazingly enough?
Yeah, every 2 hours I'd stop at a payphone and call my service, right?
Yeah.
I used to make a living without any of that stuff.
Right.
And I raised a family and put kids through college, right?
Yeah.
Doing that.
I do think there's a lesson to be learned here for all of us. It really is a metaphor in terms of what we are doing to ourselves and the obsessions. And
what we're doing is and you know what else here? I have a book that I'm working on along these lines. It's not what we're doing to humans; it's what we're doing to humanity.
I agree, but it's also our choices.
I differentiate.
It's our choices. We're letting ourselves fall into this game. You know, I challenge me, I challenge you, and every day I see myself fall into it.
But when old school people like you and me say something to the kids, like my kids, hey guys, how about if we have a meal without these things? They look at me like, have you lost your mind?
Yeah.
They can't comprehend it. Hey Sarah, I got to wrap it up. Good visit today. Good job. Website again, please.
BottomLineInc.com. Come on along, sign up for our e-letters, and we'll give you all sorts of information to help you have a better life.
Will you come back again soon?
I will always come back, TJ. I love starting the day with
you. We've kind of gotten addicted to you, so every time I feel a little vibration, I'm going to think of you. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.